This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, confusion in the skies and on the ground on September 11th. We'll listen to newly released tapes recorded at a NORAD control center on that day. Here is one snippet. It's a conversation between NORAD and the FAA.
Yes, ma'am. Did you just hear the information regarding the World Trade Center?
No.
Being hit by an aircraft?
I'm sorry?
Being hit by an aircraft. It's on the world news.
First, though, the war in Lebanon and northern Israel has overshadowed Israel's second front, Gaza. In June, the Israelis launched an offensive to find a kidnapped soldier and to stop Palestinian rocket attacks. Since then, more than 150 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks, many more wounded. For an update on the humanitarian crisis there, we've called John Ging. He's Director of Operations for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Gaza. And welcome to the program.
Hello.
The Israeli military has been dropping leaflets and warning civilians to stay clear, stay inside their houses when an attack is coming. Is that working? Is that minimizing civilian casualties?
People are taking notice of the warnings that they're getting, and certainly those houses that are given notice, people evacuate immediately. But the number of civilians being killed continues to rise, and that's our major concern. It's a relentless cycle of violence here. Qassams being sent out. These are homemade rockets being sent out by militants from Gaza into Israel, and the population along the border with the Gaza Strip are living in daily terror because the number of rockets has not eased up in terms of what has been going on in the recent few days. In fact, there has been an increase. And then the response on the Israeli side has been very intense. And today they're operating. They have a force in southern Gaza. And I've just returned from a visit to our shelters in the south, where 2,000 people have evacuated, 2,000 Palestinians have evacuated their homes and are now seeking refuge in two of our schools in Rafah. So, you know, these are the victims. It's civilians on both sides of the border that are living with the consequences of this cycle of violence.
And describe for me what it looks like there in Gaza. Are the streets desolate? Are they empty of people? Or are people trying their best to live normal lives?
The streets are filthy. The rubbish has not been collected in a long time because prior to this military operation, the Palestinian Authority had to try to survive without money, because you will recall that we already had a crisis before this military operation because the public sector was in a state of collapse. No funding, no money for fuel, for rubbish trucks, money to buy medicines, and so on and so forth. They had been starved of cash. So the situation on the streets is the effects of that. Added then to that is the damage to the infrastructure arising from this military operation. The power plant is out of action. So most people here now are living with about 6 to 8 hours of electricity every day. The summer heat is at its height. No fridges and no hot water. Kids out playing on the street, come into the house. Their mothers don't have water to wash their hands, and so on and so forth. It's a miserable existence.
Are there any aid agencies besides your own working in the area that are able to get relief in food, basic medical supplies, things like that?
Yes, there is a very large aid effort here to bring relief. We're at UNRWA, we're feeding 820,000 people, and they depend on our food handouts because they have no money, they have no prospect of having money, and we struggle, of course, to get our food in because the access problem, where the borders have been closed for over 50% of this year. So our supply lines are very regularly interrupted, and it's a big headache for us to keep up with the demand that is placed on us, not just for food, but for medicine and the other vital and essential supplies.
John Ging is Director of Operations for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency in Gaza. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.